back, everyone, to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast. I am Hamza. This is Harry.
What's good?
That's T Rain.
What's good? What's good?
And Dodge.
How you doing?
We finally got video podcast, and you can check it out on Spotify or YouTube. Hopefully, you're gonna get it weekly. And before we start this episode, I just wanted to quickly announce that we have partnered with BetUS Sportsbook to bring you weekly sports bets. NFL, NBA, soccer, NHL, maybe even UFC. If you do click the link in our description, you'll get 125% bonus on your deposit. And also, if you refer any friend, you'll also get a 300% bonus for you and your friend. BetUS has the fastest payouts in industry, so you can always cash out whenever you want and get that money from your bets. Again, all you got to do is click the link in our description and you'll get all the bonuses. And without further ado, let's get into week 9 of
let's
the NFL.
Do it.
Yes, sir.
Currently, we are watching the Eagles play kind of a rough game against the Texans. Yep. The score right now is, what, 14-7?
14, no, it's 14-14 at halftime. 14,
yeah. When did they...
Oh, it's at halftime, bro. Yeah. So
I guess
3 seconds left.
I guess I missed that.
It's a little...
it's a trap game, question mark?
It's a little closer than we thought, eh?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a 41-7 type game, but
one of the I don't want to jinx it, but this is one of the better Thursday night football games.
So far, I mean, I didn't think the you could run on the Eagles that easily, especially because a lot of people don't even know who the Texans like running back is. The fact that they're getting this many yards in the first half is kind of a little bit surprising, considering the fact their D line is ranked so high. But
I'm smelling a possible 2-5-1. What a great record!
2-5, you know? That's not happening.
Five,
but
it's a small chance. Small
anything
chance.
Happen. Small this would be a big upset, but
very small.
We've seen them in the NFL. Yeah. So,
all right, let's move on to a little bit more of a real game, right? A little more real stakes.
Let's start this great video podcast with the Commanders sitting on that side.
Both are Commanders fans.
All right, before we talk about the actual game, let me ask my friend here.
Yes, sir.
Dan Snyder, bro, how do you feel?
Two Commanders holding.
How do you feel?
You know, nothing happened. Like,
but nothing happened. But there's news that's happening.
The rumors. They dwell hired, from something.
They hired Bank of America. They're exploring options. Now it could be they're exploring to...
You hear this?
Fucking buy another stadium
you
or some
hear
shit.
This?
Or he's selling the whole team. And if that happens...
Which you're praying.
You We've know, been hearing this for like 2-3 years.
But he hasn't hired anyone to do something.
But
you know?
Apparently the FBI is investigating it too, right?
I don't know about
that. I mean, he threatened. He has.
I think they've been investigating like the Commanders.
Yeah,
because he said he was going to back away and let his wife handle it, and that clearly didn't
just
happen.
Did not
right?
happen.
But then, also, I remember like a month or two ago, there was like, if you guys try to kick me out, like I'm taking you guys out with you or some shit. Like what? The
Jerry
fuck?
Jones.
Like,
yeah.
And Jerry Jones is like, you don't know who you're messing with. Like some shit. Like owners are awesome. Like
they're
demons. Like
they're
superhero
demons,
shit.
Man.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
No, like, but obviously, like it's been going around. Like you know, but. This is the first time he's hired someone. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's, you know, it's a big thing now. Now, I don't care who buys it, bro.
Just
get him out.
Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z
you should
possibly shown interest.
But
the best owners are the ones who actually like care and know about the sport.
No football, yeah.
Like Steve Ballmer from the Clippers, like he knows basketball.
That's exactly
he loves basketball.
Yeah, that's the first person that came to my mind.
Right? Like you want like an owner who actually likes the sport. So
on the other hand, you want one with insane money.
Oil money?
Just oil crazy money. Something we learned from these European clubs.
Big oil money.
Bro, Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z, that'd be a good combination.
That's oil money right
it's
there.
It's too good to be true. I think it's too good to be true.
It's too good to be true, but I think Jeff Bezos is a bigger, you know, possibility than Jay-Z.
You think Jeff Bezos be watching football like that?
But actually, I believe Jay-Z.
I mean,
he was at the first TNF game because
Prime.
Yeah. Well, that's Prime, but is he?
But he's too busy to be watching football like that. Like he definitely knows football.
He knows football,
football, yeah, obviously. All right, let's talk about the actual game here: Vikings and Commanders.
6-1 Vikings, bruh.
The Vikings, I've been a little bit of a surprise team for me this year. I didn't think they're gonna be 6-1. We know they were gonna be a little better with their offensive coach, right? They had a defensive coach. They weren't the same. They were losing all the close games last year, and it looks like this year they're winning all the close games.
No.
Which is surprising.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson.
Jefferson's amazing. Now. We know what Jefferson is. We know
52
Dalvin,
recs,
we know
752 yards. Two
thing
touchdowns.
Is, this team will only go as far as Kirk Cousins takes him.
Yeah.
We know he has a ceiling, right? In the primetime games, Monday night games, probably like the bright light playoff games. Like he's not meant for that.
In the quarterback matchup, actually, once he's higher, it's
better.
Regular
season, he's very, very solid. He's
in this year's quarterback matchup, Cousins and Wentz, Cousins has 11 touchdowns
Wentz
and five.
Is not playing.
Oh my god! Why the fuck is he?
Because he has the most yards in fucking like, Heineke. Yeah. Heineke probably has like 500 yards.
Oh, wait.
There's a lot of background information to this game with Heineke, Cousins, and all that. But since we mentioned Cousins, in the 5-game streak they've been running on, he had eight touchdowns and 2 interceptions. So he's been kind of on fire. And Heineke's getting praise from Vikings coach, saying he's a tough dude, stays in the pocket, even with a rush coming at him. Like, Heineke's just a tough guy, and you're going back to him again, mm-hmm. just like last season with your quarterback curse. I mean, how does it, as a Commanders fan for both of you, how does it feel to see Cousins come back with that kind of streak and that kind of game while you're struggling at a QB, and you let him go at free agency 4 years ago?
I mean, I think it was still a good decision to let him go on free agency, only because he was asking so much money. But, I mean, Kirk Cousins, we know what he is. Like, what he did with us, he did good, but there's times where, like, you know, he turned the ball over way too much.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to happen with Kirk Cousins. But right now, they're playing amazing. He's playing good. But I think it was the right decision for us to, you know, leave Kirk Cousins.
Do you think it's the weapons around him that's making him look good, the Vikings? Like, that
would they have a lot of weapons.
Justin Jefferson. Yeah.
Just at the deadline, Gibbs. At the deadline, they acquired 2 picks, bro.
Cooks.
Yeah. A good team, they acquired 2 more picks, which is a help, because if later on they want to flip those, that'll help.
You know what you guys just reminded me? I met Cousins once. I'm not even kidding. He was sitting at Panera. Deadass. MBK.
This Panera?
Yeah. He was. I remember that because somebody asked him to sign something, and
Kirk Cousins.
Bro. Somebody asked him to sign something, and he said no. And then the guy was like, "You bum, you a third string anyway."
What yeah,
that's people, insane.
People are crazy. Like, if you go up to a celebrity in public, yeah, you want them to take a picture, right?
Yeah.
Like your whole life, like you'll never know when you'll see them again, right? So, but I do understand, like, from an athlete's perspective, like when you're out and about, you just want to be a regular person. Like, you're not trying to like take pictures and stuff. You're just like having a meal, right?
So yeah. He chose the worst day to go out though, because that was like, you know, the Friday every week, every single kid is in the town center. But they saw him once. Everybody just came in there.
Yeah, I'm happy.
It was so funny.
Happens like that. Back to what I was saying. The Vikings acquired Hawkinson from the Lions.
Yeah.
He's actually, we know he's a solid, solid tight end. So the fact that he got another piece.
That's not fair, man.
They have one of the best like offensive weapon, like good grouping in the whole league. I think they're probably like top 3, top 4.
They also got Za'Darius Smith.
Uh huh. Yeah, on defense
from Green Bay.
I'm telling you, they have a very good roster.
Who's league high? Tying in 8.5 sacks for 30-year-old.
I don't see the Commanders beating them. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't see them either. I don't know what you. I don't know why you're saying sorry.
I thought you guys would have a little bit of hope.
I mean, of course, I'm gonna want them to win, right? Mm. But sometimes you gotta admit defeat, but maybe they can pull it out. Who would have thought?
I just don't think the offensive line can hang. It's just the thing about Heineke is that he's doing amazing. Is like he can scramble. Wentz was not doing that, so he can scramble with that pocket being collapsed. And another thing is he's finding Terry McLaurin. He's actually getting him.
Terry McLaurin might be the most underrated receiver in the entire league.
Dude,
the fact that he's putting up the numbers he's putting up with the bum quarterbacks he's had, with a defensive head coach, and he's the best receiver, so he's going to be getting most most coverage around him. Terry McLaurin is
the blessing,
very fucking good. Bro.
And that was the biggest problem with Wentz, dude. Like, everyone was like, "Yo, you're not giving him the ball. You're not giving the best receiver the ball." Like,
you can try to spread it around and all this, but your number one player should be getting the most.
And that's what Heineke's doing. He's just, yo, go
and
get it.
McLaurin.
Go get it. Like,
he put it up there, and it was like, it was almost like a 50-50 ball, maybe like a 60-40 ball, and McLaurin ripped it out last week. Yeah. And that was like the game-winning touchdown, right?
Yeah, game-winning. Well, it's not game. Like, it was like 1 yard line.
Oh, yeah,
it was
like 1 yard line. And then Taylor, the Heineke touchdown after.
Yeah,
yeah, but the Heineke, whenever he's in the game, the team is rallied around him. Like, they play way more inspired when he's in the game than any other quarterback. I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But I still think, you know, he's not like.
Yeah,
he makes mistakes.
He's not the franchise.
He makes mistakes. He's not a franchise quarterback.
We've actually been saying this for 2 years now. I remember 2 years ago, we were like, when Heineke was in back then, we were like, Heineke is good, but he's not a franchise.
He's a great backup.
It's
the same situation still.
He's like a game manager.
Yeah.
You know Heineke played on the Vikings. He threw to some of their players.
Yeah. Heineke's he's a veteran.
But, this is the best start that the Vikings had since 2009, and they're currently leading the NFC North,
Do we know what happened in 2009, ladies and gentlemen? Saints won that year. Beat the Vikings NFC Championship. Go. No. Good thing I'm not wearing my. Never mind. Go ahead. Continue.
I mean, last time you wore it, you took the Raiders.
Oh yeah, we'll talk. We'll talk about that. Yeah, continue.
I don't think there's much for this game. Who do you take?
I think we're all taking the Vikings.
We're all taking the Vikings.
I don't think any of us have any doubt on the Vikings right now.
Yeah, I don't.
Move on.
So I just want to mention, so far, Thoughts have taken the Titans and the Vikings.
Hey, but look, ever since he's become a fan, you know, Dan Snyder's been killing it.
We're on the up. Okay, watch.
Honestly, they've been on the rise. Three game streak. And
First, when was the last time you saw fucking eight games in?
Hey, the record's at 500. The record's at 500.
500.
That's all you need, bro.
What was the last time you saw that?
That's very acceptable.
We're fighting for that last wild card spot, bro. Yeah.
You'll live with that for sure.
One last note. Ron Rivera said this week is your real test.
It is, bro. It's the Vikings. If we win,
are they the best team you've played so far? I'm trying to think. Maybe the Titans?
I know this is the best team we've played
Titans
so far.
Vikings, Eagles? Yeah, all right.
Eagles. Yeah, Eagles. You count Eagles.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. So all the fuck is, what the fuck is wrong with Ron Rivera?
I don't know about that.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next game. Proper divisional matchup. Seahawks and Cardinals. One of the best games of the week.
Geno Smith.
Crazy.
The Seahawks are probably the other surprise team in the league next to the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Anybody want to start? Start with the Seahawks.
I'm sorry, but I think the Cardinals are going to win.
You think so?
Nah. I don't. I really think that Kyler Murray is going to figure it out now.
Last year, the Seahawks won both divisional matchups
with Russell Wilson.
Okay,
that makes a big difference.
And what's Russell Wilson doing right now?
But he's a different system. He's fucked up. He needs to fix his shit. Yeah.
Okay, Geno Smith. Okay, the first four or five games, three games, I was like, damn, he's playing really well. But this is fluky. This is luck. Now
the system is
week
good.
Nine, bro. I'm like. Nah, he got way better, and we've never seen that before, from like a backup right to just randomly get this good. And then the defense is playing fine. The coaching is not bad at all. Like, they're scoring way more points than a lot of other teams with more like weapons, right, we would say. So I think we got to give Geno Smith his credit, bro. Like,
I'm not dropping anything on him, right, but Geno Smith is not Russell Wilson.
He has more touchdowns than Kyler Murray right now. Like, combined touchdowns, running and passing. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's great on him. I think he's doing a fantastic season.
I think Kyler Murray's been...
But he's not been himself.
I think he's been...
Below
his standards. We know what he can be. Exactly. His talent is there. He definitely has more talent than Geno Smith, but Geno Smith's more poised right now, in my opinion. Like,
is that video games, bro? Is it double XP this weekend?
Y'all saw that last game. They played the Vikings, right? Vikings, Cardinals. Patrick Peterson, I think, maybe got a pick or something. Mm-hmm. And then... He started doing like a video game celebration.
Yeah.
And after the game, he was like, "Yeah, I don't even play video games, but apparently, I heard this new game Call of Duty came out, so I just want to do that celebration."
Yeah.
Well, like, players are fucking with Kyler Murray now because of that shit. Like.
Yeah.
I mean, it was part of it. They put it in his contract just to embarrass him.
But they took it out though.
Like, yeah. I mean, it was just to put it out there.
Bad fucking choice, right? But that's crazy. A lot of people start like starting to hate on Kyler Murray, like especially when he doesn't perform right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this.
They played earlier this season. Mm-hmm. So Seahawks beat him 19-9. I was just gonna agree that Kyler Murray's hasn't improved this season.
Yeah, it is not the improvement we would like to see. So who are you guys taking? Just gut feeling.
I think the Cardinals, man. I think they gotta figure it out. If they don't win this, then their season's kind of done.
Season's clipped.
Yeah. So they kind of have to win. Mm. Dang, Marquise Brown.
I wouldn't say season clip because the division. But
the division is good.
Look at the Rams. But you do have 49ers. You got
Niners
Chris McCaffrey.
The Seahawks. If they beat them, have a way better record.
Yeah.
What I'm saying. This is low key a must win.
Yeah, I agree.
For Cliff Kingsbury and the rest of the team. I mean, like, if Kingsbury doesn't take his team to the playoffs this year, you think they'll fire him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
I think they should. But I don't think they will. Just because they have some, like, there's something with this guy. I don't know. I think they should have fired him already, like maybe last year. But his whole thing is supposed to be offense, right? He's an offensive coach, and their offense has been god awful in the first half of games. Like, they do not put up points in the first half of games. So for that reason, I'm taking Seahawks. I'm taking Geno Smith, but he's been playing too good.
Geno Smith is balling out. All credit to him.
The Cardinals are favored by 2 points right now at home.
I would say so, too, just because JJ is back and then Hopkins is back, too. They didn't have him back when they first faced off. But Kyler Murray played a great game that day. He also put up 222 passing and then 100 yards rushing. So maybe with Hopkins back, they can have a better game, but they're Cardinals defense kind of was nice.
Hopkins is a game changer, yeah.
Yeah.
And they held down Geno Smith under 200 yards, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like he's gotten better, if anything.
Yeah, he's more comfortable, right? More comfortable in the system. So are you guys all taking cards?
Yeah. I'm taking Seahawks.
Me and Thurman are taking Seahawks. All right. That's what I like to see right there.
Thank you.
Geno Smith, baby. I'm on that Geno Smith train.
Geno Smith. All right, pause. Next game we're going to talk about is Rams and the Bucks. Another crazy game. Actually, not that crazy of a game. Last year was a crazy game. This year, they're a little... Both teams are a little...
Bro, can we talk about Tom Brady for a second?
Off schedule. Both teams are off schedule. Yeah, go ahead.
How do we feel that he came back... like
from
just
a divorce?
From not even just actually, that sense. Yeah. Is this like... It was a bad decision, I feel like,
it
for him.
It was a terrible decision.
Because now he's like an average... Not even average, below average quarterback. And... He was a legend last year.
The thing is, he still is a legend, obviously. But the thing is, he can't add more to his legacy. There's nothing more to add. Yeah. The only thing he can do is take away.
Exactly.
Like, we all know how good he was, bro. Like, and even now, he's still decent. But the offensive line is falling apart. His receivers have been in and out. I mean, that's what every other quarterback in the league deals with, right? So this is, like, one of the few years we're seeing Brady deal with things that the most average quarterback will deal with, right? Like, the head coach is not the right fit. The defense is giving up games.
Offensive line.
Like, as a Saints fan, I love seeing the Buccaneers lose. And I do dislike Tom Brady a little bit. So I'm a little biased. Like, it's been nice to see them, like, you know, not have everything go their way, right? Because every team goes through that. But it seems like Brady always has the luck. Brady always gets, like, the benefit of the doubt, right? So this year, I don't know. I don't see the Bucks doing anything, even if they win the division somehow.
They look beatable.
I don't. Yeah, very beatable. The Panthers just beat them, bro. Yeah. Like,
held them down to like 3 points.
And then the Ravens, the Commanders, just beat them. The Ravens just beat them. Yeah. I don't see the Bucks doing anything this year, so I'm gonna take the Rams in this game.
The Rams have been shaky too. I mean, if you want to talk about Tom Brady's not having Tom Brady season, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, for his performances. I think the Buccaneers have been kind of banged up all around.
So over the Rams, though.
Yeah.
Both teams have been banged up.
The Rams just can't seem to win at home at all. Like I said, the Buccaneers have just been injured all around. Multiple issues for Tom Brady to perform, but he still put up like 300 yards in two games. You know, the refs got the Buccaneers jerseys right underneath as
always.
They got to rep Brady whenever they can.
We already know that.
It's crazy. Even Tom Brady's like, bro, I'm not trying
to tell
you.
We already know that, bro. We already know the league and the refs' favor of Brady. Like, that's nothing new.
But then the Rams also hasn't been up to par so far. They're below .500 in.
They're in like a Super Bowl slump.
Yeah. They're just searching for answers at
this
point.
I mean, when you get figured out.
When you win the Super Bowl, yeah exactly. They have more film on you from your playoff run. Players came into the season, you know, not ready, and they were injured. Cam Akers is one of the bigger stories around the Rams. Started the year terribly, right? Like, they barely even ran him the first few games. Then they started playing him more, and he wasn't really doing that well. And then now they have, like, deactivated him from the roster. Like, he's not even playing. He's not hurt or anything. But on the practice report, it just says did not practice, and it says personal reasons. So basically, it means they're trying to get a trade for him. So Cam Akers is done. That's another big weapon the Rams don't have.
Which you expected better season this year from him, but coming off the bat, he was in.
There has to be some like something. Practice issues or like, off the field, like right commitment issues or something. Because he was a good player, we saw him last year. He's a solid player, so I don't know. They're gonna have to get that figured out. But I think the Bucks injury report is a little bit too long, in my opinion. I think a little too many injuries for the Bucks. So I think the Rams have also won the last three matchups these teams have had, so I'm going to roll with Los Angeles.
I think both of these teams, like, the records may not say it, but it's a pretty big game for both of them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not just, you know, Cam Akers and stuff like that, but Matthew Stafford, he's also been playing not good. Yeah, you know, seven touchdowns, eight interceptions.
Yeah, he's been turning throughout. He turns it over every year.
Yeah.
The thing is, he usually has the touchdowns to back him up. Exactly. The touchdowns are not falling. Right?
And on the other hand, Brady's not playing bad. You know, yeah. Nine touchdowns, one interception.
He has a lot of yards, good. But there are a lot of empty calorie yards.
Yeah,
there are a lot of, like, when your team, like, falls down by, like, 14, your team falls down by, like, 10, 20, like, you're of course they're going to sit back in defense and you can get more yards. That's how it works, right? But
This is a hard one for me to pick because both of them, you know, they have something to prove right now.
The Bucks are also favored by 3 at home. Bucks are at home.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Bucks. And also Tom Brady said that
the reason he didn't
play.
What?
No, he said in his press conference, he said it's unfinished business.
With the Rams?
Yeah. No.
That's why is he their favorite? I was wondering why they're favored.
They're at home. Tom Brady's
on. There's gotta be something.
When you're at
now.
Home, you get like a 3-point favorite. That's literally what it is. It's favored by 3. So that always happens depending on who's at home.
There's some
If they're better, it would have been like 5 points.
There's some history to be broken on each side.
45-year-old Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's 165 yards from 100,000 yards away, like including postseason.
How many yards away?
164 yards from 100,000 yards.
Yeah, you're going to get that. You're going to get that first half.
Yeah, the first half.
You're going to get that first half.
That's actually crazy. Yeah. On the other side, Cooper Kupp is 3 touchdowns from 500 in 79 games, which is NFL.
Insane.
NFL-like record. 500.
500.
Oh, he's balling.
Touchdown.
Oh, sorry. No.
Receptions?
Catches.
Catches,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 500 catches.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Touchdowns. That'd be crazy.
Who had it before him? Hopkins?
Touchdowns is impossible.
79.
Was it Hopkins before him?
79 games.
Catches.
He's second fastest.
Receptions? I think it's Michael Thomas.
So someone's ahead.
Michael Thomas and Kupp. Oh. You talking about in one season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Thomas or Kupp who got the most in one season.
Okay. Who's a Hopkins had that any ball that touched his hands, he didn't drop.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But then after that, he started dropping a lot more. That one season, though, he didn't have a single drop.
I will be taking Brady still because I think he'll reach 100,000 yards and beat the Rams, who haven't been so good so far this season.
I thought I took the Bucks.
I'm going to also take the Bucks because the unfinished business, Tom Brady knows how to win.
There we go.
He's been sucking ass all season just so they can play the Rams and just turn their season around.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works. But as the only Saints fan at the table, I will be picking the Rams to win because I do not need the Buccaneers to win.
That's not what it is.
Take care of that. No, I do think the Rams are at this moment still better. Like they have a better head coach, the better quarterback. You take that usually, right?
Quick update for the Eagles game. The Eagles are second in inches. And she was from what? I don't know, but it's the second quarter.
First down.
They're in the red zone. They're in the red zone, and they're about to score. Yeah.
We'll keep you guys
updated.
Quarter
tie game.
Keep you guys updated on that. So move on to the next heavyweight matchup of the week: Chiefs versus Titans. I believe the Chiefs are at home.
Do they lose that much at home?
See, remember when I said the 3-point favorites? What you get when you're at home? The Chiefs are favored by 12.5. That's how much better that Vegas thinks they are than the Titans.
They're always good at home. They're always good at home. But
do we see the Titans putting up
a fight? Last matchup was 27-3 Titans way.
Nah, I think I like KC.
I think Vegas is doing too much with the.
I think 12.5 is kind of ridiculous too. Yeah,
I think Chiefs are gonna win, but 12.5 is crazy, bro. Yeah. And they're 5-2.
Yeah,
that's crazy, bro.
They've been beating some bum teams though. The Titans, I can't think of one team the Titans beat that was like, oh wow, what a good win.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
It was Raiders, Colts, Washington, Colts again, and Houston.
Okay, yeah.
So now I kind of see it, but like,
but yeah, 12.5 is insane.
Put it like 7.5, bro.
That's like a college spread.
That's crazy.
Like only college games get predicted to get blown out by like 12 or 13, right? So. I do think the Chiefs will win too. I think it'll probably win by like a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Chiefs, besides last week, they don't really blow teams out this year. They're not dropping 45 points every single game. They did that last game. They were just on fire. The Niners were gassed on defense. You know, it was a bad game for the Niners, and the Chiefs took advantage. But I think they'll win by 7. Chiefs win by 7. I don't really have much else to say. Better quarterback.
Yeah.
I think they might hit the spread.
The Titans just have Derrick Henry. That's it.
Also, Chiefs just got Kadarius Toney.
Oh shit!
He's healthy now.
I think they might hit.
He's actually a really good receiver.
I see why it's 12.5.
The Giants didn't know how to use him at all.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is not that guy who's going to be able to feed like one receiver over and over again, right? Daniel Jones is a guy where you tell him to throw the ball less. So with a Mahomes kind of quarterback, Tony could be very, very dangerous.
Useful.
Yeah. Also, there's a lot of injuries with the Titans. I mean, Brian Tannehill is currently injured.
Actually, yeah.
Or returning from injury, ankle injury last week.
Henry is limited.
A lot of injuries.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Yep.
Tannehill, yeah, I think you said that.
Torrey Carter.
Yeah, so I think we're all taking the Chiefs. Yeah. No upsets here.
Yep.
No,
yes, sir.
All right.
But for BetUS, I will be betting that Mahomes will throw an interception for this game.
Oh, yeah?
You can bet on that.
That's your pick of the week?
Pick of the week just because of week. Just because of
I might do that.
Just because Kevin Byard needs one interception to tie Michael Griffin.
I feel like he usually does Houston. Have a pick against Tennessee too. Like either like Tennessee will have their number that game or it'll be like a close game the whole way.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the next game of the week. I think it's a Monday night game. Ravens versus Saints.
Here we go. Yeah, it's a Monday night.
Monday night.
Prime time.
Yes. Oh, let's start with the Saints fan first.
Question.
Actually, come to me last, bro. You guys go ahead, man. I want to hear your guys' opinions first.
Okay.
What were you saying?
So, Michael MT, he's out, right? He was undergoing surgery. He's out. So, how does this kind of like change your season?
We'll get to him later. We'll get to him later.
I'm gonna let you dwell on that.
You think about that question.
You guys tell me what
you say. He just said,
get him a Kleenex, bro. It's a bad situation right now.
Right now, the Ravens are favored by 2.5. And they're playing at New Orleans. So you guys go ahead.
ESPN says the Ravens have a 51.7% chance to win this game week 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I definitely think it's going to be close. I mean,
what do you think?
9 touchdown Andy Dalton or 15 touchdown Lamar Jackson?
That also accounts for rushing touchdowns. So it's not 15 throwing. But I know what you mean.
It's touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't believe this guy sitting next to me because just last week he was wearing a Saints jersey and said they'd lose to the Raiders.
If you go back and
you can't go back.
Watch the tape, listen to the film. I said I am low-key doing it because of a reverse jinx, and it worked.
24. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Go ahead. Up. You guys up. Continue. keep going.
Anyway,
oh, shit.
24-0 last week against the Raiders, who haven't been that good this season. The Ravens are just on and off. Some weeks are really good. Some weeks are really bad. And I feel like the Saints have had some good luck, and Kamara has been amazing. Michael Thomas hasn't been back for so long, so I can't really say that it's going to affect the team as
I mean,
much.
It always affected when your best players, like your best receivers, not there. But
that's true.
They are learning to play without him, and it's been a while.
That's
now,
what
right?
I was going
to
say. Yeah. Is like it's been a while since he's been out, and they have figured some things out. It's not like it's the first time they're doing that or anything like that. Dalton is going to be diving, I think, this game. I'm predicting Kamara at least like touchdown or two. I think he's been very hot, and they're just feeding it to him in most games, especially in this last week. I gotta take the Saints here, but I don't know. The Ravens might surprise you.
Ravens are a good team.
If they click, man.
The Ravens. Like, the Ravens. Oh yeah, the Ravens picked up Roquan Smith. Bro.
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago, they had a game with no mistakes. It was just perfect game throws, running everything.
But
just
technically,
worked out
the Saints had a perfect game last week, pretty much.
Yeah.
For the roster they have and against the team they were playing, it was a pretty perfect game.
But now this is the Ravens, though.
Yeah,
it's not the Raiders.
It is.
The Raiders are kind of bummed out this season. Everybody expected them to be better, but.
So you're picking the Saints?
Yeah, Saints country.
Commanders fans,
let's ride.
I think the Ravens. They might. I think the Ravens are more than not likely going to win, but. The Saints could turn it up. They also, who do you have? What receivers are eligible?
I think Jarvis is questionable, and Olave is playing. So Olave's been playing the past few games.
Olave's
he's been our best receiver as a rookie, best rookie receiver in the league. If Jarvis is back, it's a big, big help. Big, big help. Because, I mean, you're going to be relying on Kamara and Taysom like you have been, right? Mm-hmm. So the more receivers you have, the better.
Nah, I'm gonna take the Ravens. I think
you think it'll be close or a blowout?
It might be close if the defense performs, which, you know, more than not, Saints defense is going to perform, hopefully, right? You don't want that. Well, what happened in England or London? That's not what you want.
That was a fluke.
Saints could have won that game, too, and his defense is choked last minute like usual. But, Thurin, who are you picking? T-Rain?
I'm going to go with the Ravens But, I mean, if you look at the Saints side, you know, they had a pretty good game against the Raiders, against the struggling Raiders, but 24 home, it's crazy. And their rushing defense is not bad at all, so they could probably stop the running. But it's just Lamar Jackson, man. I don't know. This is Lamar Jackson.
It is Lamar.
But, yeah, I'm gonna take the Ravens.
Sorry. Interception.
Interception in the Eagles game, by the way.
Eagles.
Yeah. Eagles, return it to the...
Guess who it is? It's fucking Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, bro.
Dang, yo.
It's kind of crazy we're talking about.
Yeah, he shouldn't have thrown that. It was too much pressure. Throw it out, bro.
Right. Third quarter interception.
Back to the Ravens Saints game.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah. I think I'm gonna go with the Ravens. I think it's gonna be close, but I just think the Saints injury list is way longer than the Ravens. And I think Lamar is gonna pull it off. Yeah. I just think so.
It's possible for sure.
Yeah.
Lamar has passed 1,635 yards. And 15 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, which we haven't been talking about like this season so far. He has improved and played even better than his MVP season. Yeah. We've mentioned that multiple times.
He's way more mature. He's definitely a better thrower than he was back then. So he's a really good quarterback. But
it's going to be hard to beat him.
It's going to be a tough game. Injury report is not helping. Saints are the only team with 5 different starting quarterbacks in the past 2 seasons. Only team in the entire league with 5 different starters. So, quarterback rooms is not helped, especially when you're going up against a team that is confident in their quarterback. They've been playing with the same quarterback for a few years now. So, the offense is going to be, you know, in sync. It's going to be a tough game. The Saints are usually pretty average against mobile quarterbacks. Like, the past 2 years, we played against Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts beat us because he's a mobile quarterback. What just happened?
Touchdown Eagles. Oh, my God.
Brown scored.
He going to get another drug test. That's his first one, right?
My parlay is still alive, by the way.
U.S. cash out, baby.
Adrian Brown scored, by the way, in the Eagles game that we are watching live. Yeah. So back to the Ravens-Saints game. I don't see a way Saints can win. I just see the Ravens have a better roster right now just because of injuries. So... picking up Roquan Smith is not helping. He's an insane linebacker. And the Ravens are known for always having good linebackers. So, you know, he's going to have good coaching.
Another reverse jinx, huh?
Yeah. I don't know about reverse jinx. I didn't say anything about reverse jinx. But, I see the Ravens pulling off a close victory. Yeah. Two point victory.
That's funny.
Caesar Superdome. Moving on to the next game. We'll go over to a little quickly. Dolphins versus the Bears.
Tua's back?
He's been back.
Tua's been back for a week or two.
He's been back.
He's been playing really, really well. Yeah. Every game that Tua has, I think, played the whole game, they're undefeated. 5-0, I think. Something like that. So
that's impressive.
And the only other quarterbacks who have better passing stats than him, like accuracy-wise, efficiency, touchdown, interception ratio, and the games that he's played, the only 2 better ones are Josh Allen and Mahomes, I think.
That's a comment. That's a pair you want to be next
that's
to.
That's what I'm telling you. So the coaching is working. The new head coach, he knows what he's doing. Tua looks like he's healthy, right? We were all scared for him after that injury. What do you guys think is going to happen?
I think the Dolphins will win.
Been not bad lately. Fields been a little bit better.
If you saw how the Bears played against Cowboys...
Yeah,
they got smoked.
No, they got 50 dropped on them, but up until the second, third quarter, it was a pretty kind of close game.
They were still up. There was still it was everything was terrible about the Bears, dude. They have no off. Justin Fields first of all, he cannot.
They just got Chase Claypool.
They did, yeah. But Justin Fields cannot throw the ball. He can't throw the ball, offense is so him, rushing. Mm-hmm. You just can't do that all the time.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to go with Dolphins. Because Tua can at least throw it a little bit, you know?
Tua's a very good thrower. So he's very accurate, too.
He can also run. So I'm going to go with Tua and the Dolphins. Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take that same thing. I mean, it's not the biggest game of the week. In Chicago hasn't been that consistent at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... Dolphins has to come out with this one. They're already 5-3, and I think their season's only going to get better. It only went down in a slump due to Tua's like horrific injury, but he's back, and I think he's still good, and he can continue carrying them for the season. So, Dolphins Nation.
That's right.
Fins up.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Fins up.
That's
so back.
Yeah.
That's I just think Tyreek Hill and Waddle is too much for the defense to handle.
Well, that might not be right. I don't know.
Fins
but
up?
I think it's right.
I think it sounds right.
Fins.
Whatever. Who cares? I guess we're all fins up this week because we're all playing Dolphins.
Also, Tyreek was out at the same time. Tua went out with his, I don't know, he had like a little minor ankle injury. So that's why they were in the slump and that's why they might have.
Yeah, no, they had a few weeks where they had a lot of injuries, a lot of things going wrong.
Still 5-3.
Yeah, 5-3 is not bad at all.
Steamroll the Bears.
Just going to quickly go over this game to Raiders and the Jags. Raiders coming off a terrible week, getting shut out.
By a terrible team.
Not by a terrible team. They got shut out, which is in the NFL a very big thing. It doesn't happen a lot.
Yeah, I'm a go with the Raiders. I think they need a game to, you know, especially from that 24-0. I think they're going to come back and, you know, be like, hey, you know, we're good. we can score a touchdown, bro. But Davante Adams needs to get going.
I think he only had like a catch or two last week.
He only had a catch. So it was bad.
Saints rookie corner locked him up.
But it was mostly on Derek Carr. Derek Carr didn't do.
He did not perform. Benched in this.
He did not do
benched,
right? anything.
He got benched for a fucking Jared Sittum.
Yeah. Sittum. So, I mean, all dwells on Derek Carr. If Derek Carr doesn't do good, Davante Adams is not going to do good. But I'm going to go with the Raiders.
The Raiders were only favored by 1.5.
I mean, I see why, though.
It's kind of crazy.
That's how bad they've
been. I see why, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I said, they've been expected to be better this season, but they have not been. And against the Jags, I mean, they should be expected to win this game. And I think everyone up to this point would have guessed that the Raiders would have a good record at least.
Well, but they better don't. Than 2-5, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, do we really expect the Jags to go 3-6 now and the Raiders to go 2-6? That would be tragic.
Oh, big play. Oh, never mind.
That would be really tragic if they do lose.
Let's go.
I do.
The Raiders season's over.
I do see the Raiders dropping this game. I can't even lie. Yeah. The way they've been playing, I don't know how you can just gain confidence.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that like you're going
to
win like
flip,
that.
You can just flip a switch, especially for an organization that has not been known to do that. So the Jaguars need to win as well. They started the season pretty strong. We were like, okay, the Jags look way better, right? Trevor Lawrence looks way better.
Yeah.
Then last week and the week before, he had some crucial mistakes. So I feel like this is a game the Jags should win. They're at home against a team that's not on the best form. I'm gonna pick the Jags.
Good pick.
I am saying the Raiders season is over after this, but I think they're gonna pull out a good game in this next week, especially after losing 24-0. Like you have to come out and prove something. You can't just lose to the Jags at this point.
There's no way Davante Adams is letting that happen, dude.
Yeah.
There's no way.
But I mean, he's not the quarterback.
But like, he's still a big part of the team.
I know.
Like,
he was no factor last game. He was a quarterback, but he didn't do anything.
It's up to the rest of the team, too. Yeah. It's not all up to one player.
I'm taking the Jags. I don't think the Raiders could, but it's not looking good.
It's not looking good, blood.
Not looking good.
Raiders could, but it's not looking good.
All right.
Poetic justice by Touch. Who'd you pick, D-Rain?
I picked the Raiders.
Okay.
Raiders up.
Another split.
50-50. Split. That's good. All right.
What is it? There's no way Raiders up is a thing.
Let's move on to the last game we're going to be talking about.
Raiders.
Stop. I think in the past few years, this probably would have been a pretty like shit game that no one really cares about. But this year, since they're doing pretty well, the Jets versus the Bills. Both teams are exceeding expectations, you could say.
Right? Bills. Oh, I'm sorry. Bills.
Easy?
Like, yes. It'll be a good game.
What the fuck?
Bills.
They're playing at Jets, and the Bills are favored by 12.5.
Okay, Bills.
I think.
Yeah.
The Jets defense have. Oh, actually, I'm tweaking.
Bills.
I just remembered the Jets had like 5 injuries in the past.
Bro,
like
Breece Hall's out of the season.
They got James Robinson, though.
But
I know that replaces that injury, but the I think like 3 or 4 more injured
Corey
players.
Corey Davis.
But somehow the Bills have a longer injury report, which is interesting.
I think you got to realize this is still a divisional game. Yeah. You know, Bills, Jets. Yeah.
Injuries usually doesn't matter as much.
That does not, like anything can happen.
Buffalo has won 4 of the last 5 matchups. Back to 2019, it was the last time the Jets beat the Bills.
I think.
That's kind of insane.
Think the Jets are going to win this one.
You do think?
I think so. Only because it's a divisional game. That's it. They have too many injuries, but, you know, I'm going to go with them.
I really want to pick the Jets.
Yeah.
Because I like low-key, I like the Jets, bro. Like, bro. They're an easy team to root for. They've been bad for so long. Sauce Gardner is a great, great player. The coach is mad passionate about his team.
Yo, it is Sauce, though. I forgot.
Sauce is a great fucking cornerback, bro. He could lock
Sauce on.
Imagine if he locks down Diggs, because then the rest of they still have Gabe.
It all depends on that.
I don't know if he's gonna lock.
Yeah, see,
I think I'm rooting for the underdog a little too much. I think Josh Allen is just gonna win the game.
Yeah,
you see,
Josh Allen. Even if it somehow ends up being a close game, or the Jets go up by like 10, Josh Allen will bring it back just to win the last few minutes. Like, it's Josh Allen. Bro.
You know, I am rooting for the underdog too much. So I'm gonna go with the Jets still. Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
please don't let this
magic happens.
Please don't let Stephon Diggs hear any of this. He's gonna come out. And
I'm him, bro.
He's gonna come to this room and
him at the
walk us out of this house.
Yeah,
bro. What he did last week coming out? I don't know how he came out with a.
How's that allowed?
Yeah, I never seen that.
What did he do?
The Packers were running out like just their team, and it was just Stephon Diggs next to Jair Alexander, just talking shit the whole time. Like, side by side the whole time. Like, I've never seen that happen before.
I'm sorry, but he's getting shit on, dude.
He got burnt.
Jair.
Yeah,
he got
burned by Terry. Now got burned by Step Dig. Like,
he's been overrated. He's been overrated.
It's not a good, you know, season for him right
he's
now.
More of a zone kind of, like, coverage corner. He's not like a man-on-man shut you down.
All he had to do was show some respect before the game. I mean, you've seen what Stephon Diggs have been doing
all
season long. And you want to talk shit to Stephon Diggs.
Is like one of the last receivers you want to talk shit to.
Yeah.
Because he'll, like, obviously he'll back it up on the field, but the thing is, he'll talk so much shit too. Like, he won't just back it up on the field like some receivers.
He'll
let you know about it.
He's giving me Josh Norman vibes.
Is he?
Jair?
Yeah.
Is Stephon Diggs number one this season so far?
Receiver in the league?
This season.
Justin Jefferson up there, bro. I don't know. He's been performing.
I think
are you talking about, like, talent-wise? You talking about stat-wise? You talking about everything?
Everything. Just this season.
Like, who would you take if you had one pick receiver?
Yeah.
I'll say Stephon. But JJ's right there, too. So.
Who y'all missing is Jamar Chase.
Jamar is there.
Jamar Chase.
Cooper Kupp, you could argue.
I think it's been Jamar Chase and Diggs this season.
Yeah.
But now Chase is out.
Yeah. No, just speaking off the beginning of the season, I'll probably go Diggs.
Yeah,
think about it. The Vikings had Diggs and Jefferson, bro. Like, that's kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm just gonna take the Bills, Bills by 7. I don't think they'll cover the 12.5 like Vegas says. But I think that's my bet. US pick of the week, play of the week.
I'm minus 700.
That's
it
wild.
It won't be 12.5.
I would like to take 1 second.
It'll be a way closer game.
I would like to take 1 second to put this hotline out there. 1-800-522-4700. If you are having problems with gambling, please call this line.
Please. Gamble responsibly.
Get
drink
help.
Responsibly.
So only bet on BetUS.
Please bet responsibly.
US, yes. Don't lose too much money. So I picked the Bills. Starting pick Jets. You two.
Bills.
Bills.
Riding with Stephon
Diggs. My first words was Bills.
Hey, no. I picked the Jets.
Yeah, so
okay.
Yeah, no, that's fine. All right. Hey, Stephon Diggs, you keep doing that. You want my fantasy
sauce?
Jets rising.
I'm betting.
I think I'm playing him. So please,
I might have to bet a sauce pick this game.
I'm definitely betting
sauce pick. Very good pick.
Josh Allen might test him a little too much.
Definitely betting 80 yards for Stephon.
All right, that's that should wrap it up for NFL.
Yes, sir. Let's get into the NBA. Last week we tried to do that, but we had some technical difficulties, and so we haven't spoken about the season so far. And we've seen quite a start for the season. Right now, the Bucks are undefeated 7-0. The Lakers are extremely struggling. Kyrie's getting disciplined by Adam Silver. What else? We got Ben Simmons back, and a lot of criticism towards him.
Sixers.
The Sixers got a foot and Harden injury. Now Harden is out for a month. Mm-hmm. And I think we should start the episode with a man with the only NBA jerseys in this room wearing Harden, and Harden being out for the next month. What does this mean for the Sixers?
Sixers are currently 4-5, by the way.
I deeply apologize for injuring Harden.
Deeply.
But
what happened? How did he get hurt? I didn't watch the end of the
game. I don't know. He left the game, and then he came back, and then he... said that his foot or some shit.
Yeah, it's been like Sixers versus Wizards for the past like 3 weeks. Every time I look, it's just the Sixers playing the Wizards.
All right, Harden, Stan, what do you think? What do you think about your team and your player situation?
I think this season we can see that James Harden came ready, even though there was like one or two games where he didn't perform as well. But physically, he was fit. Physically, he is fit to play. But I cannot say the same for Mr. Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid, in the first two games, was not fit to play every single minute. The minutes he played, they were definitely reduced because he couldn't run up and down the court.
What is he
okay,
got?
That's playing, fine. Playing but through. Now that Harden is out, it's going to be very, very difficult. Maxey was looking good. He's good, but
he's so good.
He what needs James. He needs
the best player, the best player on the Sixers right now.
That guy is crazy.
I would not disagree, but he can't. He needs somebody out there with him.
He's not
that
a,
can pass him and get him a
yeah,
pass.
Yeah, he's not a like create your own shot, dribble down the whole shot clock, like sidestep mid range or like sidestep three kind of guy. He's like
run by you.
But transition. He'll get all the buckets, and then if you're like passing the ball around, he'll be the open guy. Then make like a good cut, like. He's a very, very good player, but he's not.
He's almost like Poole on with the Warriors.
No, I think Poole is a little bit better.
Poole can shoot that deep, creating his own shot, not
at the rim. I think Poole is better.
But I'm saying just as a status wise, like that's who he is for the Sixers. It's almost like a Poole status. Like he's a third string, and then if the two best players are not
he's
doing
the best
as good,
player, then, yeah.
then yeah. Maxey should be the one.
I know what you're saying, for sure. So
Harden.
Without Harden and Embiid is like questionable pretty much every game.
It's Maxey's turn.
Anytime for Harden to have gotten hurt, this is probably the best time early in the season. It's okay. What you mean?
What if they go 4-25? Then what?
Then they recover. Then they know what happened, and you gotta recover.
It's not a fucking movie, bro. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Let me remember
the Titans, bro. If he got injured at the end of the year, then maybe he'd have a rest, and his body would be a little bit more healed up before the playoffs. Now he's hurt in the beginning. Play the rest of the season. What if he doesn't even come back 100%, and they're on like a 10-game losing streak?
It's better that he got hurt early in the season rather than late, because now like he can kind of rehab through the season and then the playoffs kind of bring it back.
Maybe for him it's better, but for the team it's not.
Hey, you know what this reminds me of? Remember how he was complaining about hamstring injuries? I feel like that's going to come back.
You think he's... Nah, I don't know.
Oh, my God,
I feel like if he requests out...
You guys
out,
are fucked up.
If he requests out of the fucking Sixers, bro... His legacy is cooked.
No, I will be a little bit upset.
I don't think it's gonna happen. I think he's genuinely hurt.
You know how they were grilling him at the first season, at the first game of the season, and they put pictures of Harden and Houston Nets and the Sixers.
They were flaming.
I feel like they're gonna add one more picture after this injury, and he could be out of shape after this. I mean, he's not gonna be able to run again, like you were saying.
That's true, yeah.
And he's not gonna
that's
be not able
true.
To step
all,
it back.
All the hard work he put in this summer, partying with little baby.
What you mean? He looks much better, like. Shape wise, they did last year.
He literally had two or three good games going 20-25, and then the game after that, he scored like 16-18.
It's not about the game, bro.
Who did they lose to? The Raptors. They lost to the Raptors, and he didn't even put up 20 points.
Yeah.
And then last game, and the game before that, he didn't even put up 20 points.
It was Maxey winning against the Wizards.
I remember saying
Maxey scored like 35 points, bro.
In the first game, I had a really good feeling because he was shooting the shot. He was just shooting it.
He literally looked exactly the same, just he had more confidence.
That confidence is a lot. James Harden having confidence and James Harden not having confidence is two different players.
I don't think he was crazy in shape or anything. I think he's regular. Like he's always good enough.
How much? He's never been like that most physically fit person.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but
it doesn't. His gameplay really doesn't rely on it.
I don't know. I don't see.
It does rely on it.
Back when he was Euro-stepping through everybody, when was the last time you saw James Harden do a Euro-step?
Still doing the same things. And I feel like if he's not going to keep his shape or lose his confidence after this injury, then where do we go from this season?
I think it was early, but I'm pretty much already going to write the Sixers off. Like
Maxey,
I just think there's better teams, like better rosters in general.
I just want you like you guys know how good Maxey is. 31, 44, 28, 32. That's what he's done in these few games.
What he did
last
year, he really proved himself. Even though we didn't go anywhere, but he can play.
Yeah, he can play. We know how good Maxey is, but let's move on.
Not doing it by himself. I think we should move on to the Wizards since they've been facing off for the past 3 weeks.
Wizards fan right here, number one Wizards fan.
Yes, sir.
Bradley Beal.
T-Rain.
Yes, sir. About in general?
In general, because we haven't heard your thoughts since, I think, before the season started on the Wizards. So after the start, what do you think?
I'm not going to like predict or anything because it's the first season where Bradley Beal and Porzingis are playing with each other. They didn't play last year at all. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take them some time to, you know, get used to each other, used to their play style. But these past three games, they've both clicked together. Especially Porzingis, that man is playing. Like, he scored 30 twice in a row, and then he, like, 24. Like, he's doing good. And then Kuzma, you have as, you know, the third. Mm-hmm. He's playing really well as well. The only problem I think we have is...
What happened to Rui, bro?
Rui's playing. Rui's a sixth man.
He's supposed to be, like, the star of the team, like, 2 years ago.
But, no, he's been playing pretty good as a sixth man.
He got injured as well.
As a sixth man, he's been playing amazing. Like, now, like, you know how a sixth man is supposed to be, you know, rally the bench. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing.
Like Westbrook.
Yeah, like Westbrook, yeah.
All-star Westbrook.
We'll get to that. But I think so far, it's good, and I think the Wizards are going to pick it up later once Beal and Porzingis find, you know, how to play with each other.
Beal's had some off games this year.
Yeah, so far.
I've seen a lot of people say, like, he's banned from my... He's banned from the rest of my bets for like a month or two until he gets back in rhythm. Because you expect him to put up 20 points a game. He was a top scorer in the league a year or two ago, and now it looks like some games he can barely get 12 or something.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is he's trying to get all his teammates involved. The Wizards are kind of like they're pretty deep now.
They are deep,
and like he's trying to get everyone involved, but.
That's not his job, though. That's my problem
with him right now is he's not being aggressive as he was.
I think you guys need a pure point guard.
Yeah, we don't have that pure point guard either. Monte Morris and Delon Wright, they're not pure. But
getting the job done. Who would be a good move?
In the offseason, I would have said Malcolm Brogdon.
Brogdon would have been.
That didn't happen.
John Wall would have been a good pickup.
I didn't think
he still had that like step in him, but he still has.
He
that
still
step.
Does.
Still he might
does.
Not put up 20, 30 points like he used to, but he's still he's a good passer. He can run transition.
I think he'll be starting later in the
for
season.
The Clippers?
Though. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, he could over Reggie Jackson. Yeah, it'd be close.
I just think he'll be getting way more minutes though. Like he's not getting.
He needs to keep playing. Yeah. He needs to keep playing in shape.
Summarize, you know, Wizards. I think they're going in a good direction. They just need to figure some things out. Bradley Beal needs to get more aggressive, and that's about it right now. 4-4. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't really ask for anything else, right, for the Wizards.
The East, I mean, is tough.
Let's stay in the East. We're going to talk about the Nets real quick. Haven't had the best start to the season. right now, they're 13th in the East.
Yeah.
Steve Nash just got fired. That was a long time coming, though. We all knew Steve Nash was not the man for the job. Like, he's a nice guy. He was a great player, but... As a first-time head coach and your first situation was to be the coach of the Nets, which has, you know, been kind of drama-filled for 2-3 years. So I don't blame Nash too much for not having the success, but it's just like it just wasn't a good coach. You could see in late-game situations he wasn't making the right calls, right adjustments, the right challenges, you know, calling timeouts right when the other teams are making runs. So I guess it's good that he got fired. Maybe they can find a better coach.
I think a lot of people were skeptical.
I don't know what else to say. Like he wasn't good enough, and
a lot of rumors about Udoka.
If he actually gets signed, I'll be very very happy.
Oh my god!
Because how many other coaches out there are as good as Udoka? Especially because I think he was a coach of the year last year. Mm.
But I don't get it. Is he suspended from the Celtics?
Celtics, which is crazy because it's supposed to be.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you would think it though, like he'd be suspended league wide, but it's just a Celtics organization that said like you got.
It must have been some. Nobody
we
knows,
all know,
right?
We all know. What do you mean? It was a consensual, but he had
some people said it's
it was a consensual relationship, but it was breaking the fucking rules of the franchise. Like you can't have a relationship with your coworkers, especially when you're the boss.
Yeah.
Like he's the coach, and he had a relationship with somebody else in the organization, which is kind of like a abuse of power. But I mean that's how it is in all big.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Every big company in the world, you can't have relationships with workers. So I mean, it's nothing crazy. It's not like he killed somebody. It's not like he did anything crazy, right? But like,
even
it's good for the Nets. It's good for the Nets. I guess if he gets hired, that's a good thing. That they just took their like rivals' head coach, who was really really good last year. So
yeah,
we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. Hopefully, they can get him because I don't know who else is out there that could even compare.
You gotta get Ben Simmons going.
But let's talk about let's talk about on the court stuff. Ben Simmons has been out for 2-3 games.
Fouled out. How do you feel about him? He's been fouled too many fouls from him.
He's not used to it.
Yeah, he has those like anger fouls, like when you like don't get a steal or like someone like runs past your frustration fouls, he just be like swatting somebody's arm. Those are the ones he can clean up. But I mean, besides that, like it's fine to get fouls. He's a defensive player. Mm-hmm. That's he's gonna get fouls, right?
How many? He fouled out twice, three times,
two or three times. So I think he needs to play himself in a rhythm, man. Like. Yeah. I can't expect too much out of a guy who didn't play pretty much 2 years, and then he had mental health problems. He had confidence problems. Like
I mean, he just got back surgery, and
It's not like, that easy. People are not taking all of these things into account. Like people just think he was just sitting out for 2 years playing video games, and now he's coming back. Like that's literally the opposite of what happened. He's gone through a lot, so I'm not gonna judge him until like I'll give him another month or two. You have to play yourself into shape. You play yourself into confidence. Play yourself into rhythm. New team, and now he's gonna have another new head coach. I don't know. I'm not gonna blame Simmons too much. He hasn't been what we think he can be.
Yeah, but, I mean, I agree. You know, it takes some time, but I just don't see it happening.
You don't see it working out.
I think he lost so much confidence in himself. Like there was this video there's one clip I saw where like he had wide open, and then Kyrie was like, "Yo, shoot the ball."
Yeah.
He was right, like. Open, you know, but KD still made it.
Sometimes he doesn't even look at the rim.
Yeah, that's
like
what I'm
just acting like you're gonna shoot it is gonna like is gonna help the team.
It's
like, right?
It's hard to bring that confidence back, dude. And I don't know.
And people are saying maybe Udoka is the guy to bring back that confidence because a lot of people don't know Udoka was on the Sixers staff
when
Simmons was there, and Simmons was an all-star that year, and he averaged 16 points per game, and I think he was on the all-defensive team that year, and so Udoka was on the staff that year, so. They have a little bit of a relationship already. Maybe that'll help. But yeah, I think the key to the Nets is if Ben Simmons can get back and do what we used to see him do, right?
Yeah.
We all know Kyrie and KD can drop 40 points a game. Like that's.
But they can't. Yeah,
that's
can't
not how you win games.
Yeah, that's not how you win.
You need them to drop like 25 each, and then them to get everybody else involved.
The role players and the rest of the team that has to also step up.
It's not a winning recipe to just have your stars go out there and score every bucket.
We saw what the Celtics did. I mean, just clamp down on those two, and then you have no third option, and it's just you pray for your role players to, like, come through.
Yep. And the role players haven't been healthy so far this season.
Yeah.
Seth Curry only played a game or two, and he's been out the rest of that. Joe Harris has been playing a few games and been resting a few games.
He's still
TJ Warren hasn't played a single game yet. So he's coming back still. Markieff Morris has been in and out.
Yeah.
Royce
O'Neal been nice though.
Royce O'Neal's been
has been nice.
A very very good pickup. He only had like one bad game.
Yeah.
But besides that, I think every game you watch the Nets, Royce O'Neal's making a big shot.
So
big shot after big shot after big shot.
Let me ask the Nets fans real quick.
Here we go.
What? No, it's just like what? Where do you see the Nets in the next month? Like after this month, where do you see them?
Better than the Lakers.
Okay, yeah.
That's majority of teams, by a lie.
If we get Udoka, I think we'll be top five in the East.
Yeah. I think Udoka will make a big
If we
big
don't
difference.
Get Udoka and maybe we get like Quinn
Snyder. That's next month?
Yeah. Well, right now we're only 13th in the East because we haven't played that many games. So obviously there's a lot of teams in the same spot. So in 1 month, if we get Udoka and he should like, if we're going to sign somebody, it's going to be in the next 2-3 days. So let's say we get him. I think we'll definitely be top five by then, bro. Like, but he'll have to fix the team. Like, he knows how to fix the team. He literally did that last year. And I know everyone's going to say, oh, it's not the same. Kyrie and KD, your divas, this and that. But if there's anybody in the world who can do it, it's this coach, right? Like, he's a hard-headed coach.
Let's say you don't get him.
We don't get him. I don't know what's going to go on. I don't know. Because there's no other coaches that are, like,
do you think there
proven
be
to, like, change rosters and...
Do you think there will be changes in like terms of Kyrie and KD getting switched?
Some have said.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like,
let's say you don't get the coach you wanted,
and it doesn't work out.
Oh yeah,
the roster's getting
blown up. Like, right now, Kyrie's suspended for 5 games.
Some might say it's his last game.
I've seen people say this might be his last game as a Net.
I don't think so, but
and I've also seen some people say this could be his last. That could have been his last game as an NBA player, because he did say a few seasons ago, like, I might just retire. And people are saying if the Nets drop him, let's say nobody else wants to pick him up, but we know that's not true. Somebody will pick him up.
Conspiracy theory.
Let's just say he never plays the NBA game again. Like that's crazy. That's like there's probably like a 10% chance of that happening. Like
Chuck gonna be mad.
I say 10%.
Chuck gonna be mad.
But I'm gonna be optimistic.
I don't think so, bro. I think you just paid him $60 million. You want something.
I think the Nets will figure it out, bro. Like they're too talented to not figure it out. So. Yeah.
I'm not gonna make the Nets pay $60 million and then suspend him because Adam Silver is, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta condemn
what he's doing. I'm like the biggest Kyrie fan, but what he's doing has been a little bit like
sus.
Like, come on, man. You just like we know, like you're the super woke guy, and you're like, you know, you always have these opinions and stuff. Like that's cool. Like no one cares. Like that's fine. Like you can think whatever you want, but. It's like we know how the current like public like social climate is, right? Like you have to apologize for these things, so he has to just come out and say he's sorry. That's the only way I see it being resolved.
It could be. I don't think it's Kyrie's last game. I think first of all, this organization is not so good
that they can just afford that to they just can just drop afford to do that. Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. So it's Kyrie, man. I don't think anything's gonna happen to him. It's just they're probably they already suspended him.
They're kind of just doing what they had to, right?
Yeah, but I think it's good. If this continues, you know, it's different. But
if he continues to like not come out and apologize, then I could definitely see him like getting suspended for like a longer time.
Yeah,
come on, Kyrie, bro. Just like, bro, come on, it's man. Just apologize, bro. Like we all know you didn't mean what they think you meant. So.
It's just this off,
just be the bigger man, bro. That's all I gotta say. Just be the bigger man.
These off court things, man. There's always this called off court things.
Yo, it's crazy.
Let's move on to the Western Conference. Let's talk about the Lakers. There
you go. Jesus.
The most popular topic in the whole
let's talk about the sixth man coming off the bench.
Russell Westbrook.
Bro, don't mess with his name. He's gonna come for you. All right.
Let's see what. Mr.
Was that the Lakers getting their cheek clap?
For new listeners or new watchers, this man to my left is the biggest Russell Westbrook fan that you will probably ever see.
MVP.
The only MVP. Westbrook fan that I know.
So he actually has Russell Westbrook shoes.
Multiple shoes.
Who
like
think
10 jerseys
deep
shoes.
Inside your mind?
Every all-star jersey.
Russell Westbrook shoes.
Decent shoes to hoop in. Not gonna lie, decent shoes to hoop. Somebody just scored.
That's a flag.
Interception.
This
sorry.
It's probably our last update. We're watching this live Eagles and Texans game.
Fourth quarter.
The Eagles just got a pick, and the game seems to be over. So, Eagles will be winning that game. Let's go back to Russell Westbrook. Biggest fan. What do you think?
I think he has been gaining confidence so far after him being moved to the bench and coming off of it. I think he's playing better so far. All confidence was lost throughout the last season and going into this season.
And motivation.
Due to Lakers fans and everyone else, I mean, he's just been constant criticism all the time, all year. Last year, he played the most games on the Lakers roster, and he had to play without LeBron and AD, and that roster was switching in and out so far. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that Westbrook was playing out of his mind and the same as OKC days. He had some very questionable decisions.
He is not the problem. He's offense. A problem. He's not the problem.
He is. He is. But so far with the last two games, I think he has improved a little bit coming off the bench. I don't know. Somehow made him better. He's gained some confidence back. He's finishing buckets. He's getting the rebounds. He's assisting to the right players at the right time. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he can keep it going. However, at like towards the end of that game with the Pelicans, which was a terrible game.
Oh my
if
God.
You bet on that game, I'm sorry.
Disgusting
I'm
game.
Sorry for myself because I bet on that game.
Yeah, I am too.
He started taking shots. Like there was two possessions where he went up twice. He didn't pass it back to back, and that's when they subbed him out. I think that's good, just to like limit Westbrook when he starts getting into his
it's
own.
It's like humble him a little bit.
Yeah,
he
gets into his own mind sometimes.
He's like, I'm the star player. I'm the guy. It's my night. I'm gonna take this shot. Like what the. What are you doing, bro? Like, end of the game, taking a three, end of the game, taking a mid-range. Yeah. Like, bro, like,
I think the most,
give the ball to AD or LeBron, bro.
I think the
like,
most frustrating
doing?
Thing is when he pulls up. Like, AD. Just like, right away, just randomly just pulls up.
Like, he's having
no thought whatsoever.
Having a good game, good stats, good everything, good energy, and then he'll ruin it at the end by taking, like, a dumb shot. The end of the game was the most important part of the game, the most crucial part. So
AD was kind of slow also that game. He started off 1-7.
Yeah, AD is...
I don't know, man. He's also been questionable.
Very injury prone still.
He cannot play defense.
He still gets a little bit hurt
offensively
here and there, but
offensively he's not what he used to be.
Flat out,
point blank, he's not what he used to be. He can't shoot as well as he used to. He's shooting like 20%, like 18% from the three. Whenever he takes only paint shots and like shots inside the 3-point line, he's way, way better.
His defense is horrible.
His defense is decent. His defense is decent. He got like four or five blocks.
Larry Nance was flying on top of his head that last
game. He was getting a lot of blocks, so he can play defense, but yeah, he's not the player he was when they won that bubble championship. Definitely. I don't know what happened. The injuries affecting him.
The bubble is gone. That's what happened.
It's something, bro. It's something. Like, AD is not that
Asterisk
guy.
Asterisk championship. Never forget.
No, I don't know about that, but yeah, man.
Hustle Westbrook.
Do we see Westbrook staying on the Lakers the entire year?
They're not gonna be able.
Definitely.
They're not gonna be able to.
I just
it's 50-50.
Listen, I see it happening, but what? Where is he gonna go? Like, what was? Where is he gonna go?
The main buzz around like a trade for them is Buddy Hield and Miles Turner.
It'd be nice to see him back in OKC, but that's
or just for Turner straight up.
Are you really gonna give a Miles Turner and Buddy Hield for Russ Westbrook? Why not? I mean, a 30-something year old.
I mean, where are the Pacers going?
Yeah. But the Miles Turner is first of all way younger.
Miles Buddy Hield. Literally said in the interview, the Lakers should trade for me.
Yeah, but
that has I've never seen that in my life.
I don't see a good trade,
bro. Have you seen that before? Like a player saying, "Yeah, the Lakers should come trade for me."
But do you think that's
you gotta prove yourself? Never seen that
ever happen ever.
That's a good trade for the Lakers, but do you see that as a great trade for the Pacers? For the long run, I do not.
They're not going anywhere, so they're just wasting their players' time.
If
obviously,
if they don't think they can compete, and they just want to let you know. Westbrook can come in. He can change your culture a little bit. He can be like a motivational guy for the young players. He can show them how to be like, you know, show them how to be in the NBA a long time. You know, that's what teams
doubles.
Do. They bring in veterans so your young players can learn, right? They have a lot of young players, so.
But you're trading away your young players as well.
Buddy Hield's not really that young. But they're not, they're like already like what they are, though. They're not young enough to like, we don't know what they're going to be. We already know what Hield and Turner are, right? They can't get much better than they are right now. Like I'm talking about like Benedict Mathurin and all those younger guys on the team. Yeah, Haliburton. Like Westbrook can come in and teach them how to be professionals and do all this, you know, to become all stars and shit like that. That's the only way I can see the Patriots making that trade. Like, yeah, they'll make some jersey sales too from his name. He's still has a huge fan base, but I can't think of any other team in the league that makes sense for a trade like that. Any other team in the league doesn't make sense.
And who's going to take on that
contract?
Yeah, who's
going to contract? Yeah, the Pacers is the only situation I see. So,
doesn't the Wizard need a point guard?
I do not. I don't want him. Sorry.
That's not happening. Let's not even talk about that.
Get him back, bro. Fight for him.
Nah. I'm good.
Why not?
I'm good. I'll struggle with my Monte Morris.
Let's talk about these last two teams because there's not much to talk about. The Lakers on the court, we know they're pretty average. So, last two teams I want to kind of bring up is the Milwaukee Bucks. They're 7-0 right now. Giannis is playing
unstoppable,
better than we've seen him play, you know, or as good as we've seen him play ever. So, without Chris Middleton, I should say,
somehow, some way. I mean,
we think
does Giannis really need Chris Middleton?
Yeah, to win a championship. Yeah, to win games. No, in regular season.
Yeah, no,
a championship. Yeah,
in the stretch. Yeah, for sure. But like
right now, no. Yeah, right now, no. Because they have enough role players to make up for his shooting, right?
But again, I don't think they have played like pretty big
insane
teams.
Competition.
Yeah, except for the 76ers, which they won the game by 2 points.
I do agree. They have been playing some whatever competition. Two of the wins so far have been against the Pistons.
Yeah, back to back.
But do we think Giannis has a real chance of winning MVP again, or you think they're gonna give him that LeBron treatment of like he already won two or three, we're not gonna give him any more? What do we think?
I feel like they're gonna give him that treatment. I feel like Luka might get it too.
I feel like he could have the best year and he still won't win the MVP. Yeah. Just because he's already won enough.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to give it to him like
that. The league looks like looking into like getting their new next big star of the league, right? Maybe Ja or Luka or somebody.
I feel like it's going to be Luka, if anything. They want to hype him up more than anything. It could be Steph.
I think Giannis is obviously the best player
in the league.
I think so. He's a force to, you know, be reckoned with. But he's not going to get MVP only because the way NBA is going right now. They're not going to give it to LeBron. Never LeBron has always been.
They could have given him 10 times, but they were saying, yeah, we're getting tired of it. Like, give somebody else some, you know, recognition.
So I think Luka might, you know, get this one.
Yeah, Luka
should. But
I mean, he's kind of becoming the new face slowly.
You guys want to know who?
If you think about it, moving on to the Cavs, Donovan Mitchell's there too.
I was gonna say you guys gonna know who my sleeper pick is for MVP. D. Mitch, if he takes the Cavs to a top two or top three seed in the East, playoffs isn't factored into it, but with the Cavs roster, bro, they have one of the best starting fives in the league, and they have a good bench. Garland came back, and they just beat the Celtics, putting a great performance. We all know what D. Mitch is as a player, so if he takes the Cavs to a top seed, I could see him win the MVP.
I see Milwaukee, Cavs, and Celtics, top three for me. And then, I think the Cavs are it. Their lineup is crazy.
I can't see many weaknesses.
Maybe
like a player or two on the bench, like another nice player or two on the bench would be nice, like instead of like Dean Wade or whatever his name is. But like the starting five is legit.
Yeah.
Caris LeVert is always that guy that can go get you a bucket. Like, he's an underrated player on the Cavs.
I see him as a top two team in the East. I think they're going to go far. It just depends on, you know, playoffs is different.
Depends on health, too.
Yeah.
If their roster can be healthy. Cavs
top three. Top three.
Sixers are not going to be top three.
You don't know that.
Don't say that.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
The Bulls are definitely going to do better than them. Anything
okay then in the Sixers?
The fuck yeah,
that's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
Maybe.
Okay. With these kind of injuries and them being in and out, I think
it's 1 month. 1 month is okay.
Vucevic. 1 month is not bad. 1 month.
Let's all hope and pray for a healthy season for everybody involved.
Yeah, let's hope the rest of the season is no crazy injuries.
Prayer for no injuries. Yes, sir.
That's all you want to see, right?
That's all you hope to see.
I did want to talk about one more team, the New York Knicks.
Oh, my God.
I want to talk about them because there's a lot of hype that went into the New York Knicks.
No, there wasn't. Not from us.
Obviously not from us, but from the media and everything. You know, they're going to be a top five team, top six team in the East.
No chance.
Right now, they're sitting at 3-4, and their only wins are from the Magic, Pistons, and Hornets. So, what do you guys think about them?
I think once we saw them, I mean, you can say they got hype and all that, and they even got investigated for acquiring Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. So they did all that, and then in the summer, their top three players go to a pro-am game and get smacked, and I think that's when all the hype died. And if you had said anything, if you were working at ESPN or any of those big companies came out and say, oh my God, the Knicks are going to be amazing this season, then you should be fired. I'm pretty sure Stephen A. Smith have probably said something
Stephen
like
A.
that.
Smith's
but
not a real analyst. It's a personality.
It's crazy because
TV personality.
Jalen Brunson's a really good addition.
Jalen Brunson's very good. Yeah,
they're putting all their marbles into RJ Barrett, and like it's not a bad thing, but it's just
the thing is Brunson, Barrett, and Randall are none of them are ones.
Yeah, Randall.
They have like three threes or like three twos on their team. None of them are the player that will go out and be like, all right, I'm the guy.
Exactly.
Get behind me. I'm gonna carry you guys to all 82 games. Like I think none of those guys are like that.
Every single post about the Knicks in the comment section is always, oh, LeBron's coming.
No,
he's never gonna go there.
I agree with you. They don't have that person, but. I mean, based off their lineup, I would say Brunson's the only person right now. But he's not like, you know.
Brunson's not like number one, right? He was barely a number two to Luka.
Yeah.
Like.
And they pay him like he's a number one,
so
though.
Where do you guys see the Knicks in the playoffs?
I see them staying right where they are, bro. At the end of the play-in. That's the max I can see them doing.
There's way better teams
out there. I think the East is actually stacked. Very, very good. Raptors have a good roster. The Raptors can beat anybody in the league. Yeah. They just have size and they have, you know, experience. So the Raptors are good. Hawks, the big three is, I think, better than the Knicks' big three.
The
Hawks just beat them. Hawks were down 10 or 15 at halftime. Trae Young was only 2 for 12 at halftime.
They outscored them by like 42 to 20.
Yeah, and they came on second half at New York, and Atlanta beat them. So
yeah.
The Hawks are better, Raptors are better, Celtics are better, Bulls are better, Wizards, you could argue, are probably better. Sixers, better. Clearly, Heat are better. You could argue the Pacers and the Hornets have a better roster. Like,
that's crazy.
I don't know. Son. I don't see the Knicks doing shit, bro.
I mean, the Magic just beat the Warriors, so they might be even better as well, which is crazy.
They have Banchero. You could argue Banchero is better than any player on the Knicks.
That's like, possible.
If he pans out into the player that he could be, he's easily better than all three of those players. Randall, when he got that big contract, what has he done since then? Last year, he didn't do jack shit. The year before that was there what the one fluke year, right, where they got into the playoffs and the round first or second round, and then after that, they haven't done anything.
Yeah, I think you can keep trying with RJ and Brunson, but you gotta get rid of Randall.
You need to do something with Randall. Yeah, you need a bigger name.
Yeah,
point blank, that's it. You need a bigger name.
Yeah, I only brought New York because there's a hell of fans.
All right, so I think that wraps it up for our NBA segment for this week. Hopefully, it's going to be a good season. Not a lot of injuries. That's all you can hope for this season. And you guys can always tune in every week. We'll have you updated on everything NBA with weekly episodes. And since we got our video now running, you can, like I said, check it out on YouTube or Spotify. As always, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to stay up to date on all things sports, you can follow us on any social media platform at CheckTheStat5. And if you like this episode and want to let us know what you think about it, you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or whatever streaming platform of your preference. This is Hamza along with Harry, Dodge, and T-Rain on the other side. Check the stats.
Please sell the team, Dan Snyder. I beg you.
Dan Snyder, f*** you.
Kyrie, apologize, bro. Please, Kyrie. Please.